Welcome to Bell Podcast, powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Bell to Bell podcast.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks so much for making time for us here for our online business briefing brought to you by Investor Brand Network, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the markets today. Now, to that end, we're speaking to Aston Bay Holdings Limited. The company's traded on the TSXV exchange under the ticker symbol BAY and on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ATBHF. We're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Aston Bay Holdings Limited, and that's Tom Ulrich. Tom, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing very well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for making time for not only me, but of course your shareholders and our followers here at the Investor Brand Network who may not be familiar with your company yet. So for those, if you would, let's start with the description of the business model and the markets that you operate in.
Overall, you know, Aston Bay is in the business of adding value through discovery of high-grade critical metals and precious metals deposits. We're an exploration stage company. And so really, you know, what that means is that, you know, we want to get out there, you know, make those first finds, make the discovery, because we think that's where you add the most value over the shortest period of time for our shareholders.
Well, very good. Now, we want to learn about you as our guest because you are the CEO of the company as well. But we'd like to learn about the team you've surrounded yourself with, whether that's consultants, geologists, members of your board. If you would, tell us a little bit about yourself first and the rest of the team around you.
Yeah, well, I've been in geoscience since the early 90s. So these years start to add up quickly, but I've worked in everything from working for big mining companies, working for universities, and the junior exploration space, which is where I am now, and actually where I prefer it to be. I think this is the most exciting place to be. There's nothing more exciting than making a discovery. And, you know, as far as the company goes, it's an extremely small company. I am a CEO, and I'm the only full-time employee of this company. I guess, you know, as they say, I'm the organ grinder and the monkey here. I have a half-time CFO, but we do have a fantastic group of advisors and directors. My board of directors is composed of four other very accomplished and experienced folks. Jesse Lee Ernsting, who has been with Aston Bay for several years now. Fantastic capital markets experience, decades in the business. Jeff Wilson, he's I think CEO of Precipitate Gold. Again, somebody with experience with multiple private and public companies in mineral exploration, mining, investment. So Mark Pryor, very experienced exploration geologist, over 40 years looking at precious and base metals. He's currently vice president of exploration for the Electrum Group, a very well-respected group in the exploration and development space. And last but not least, my Gary O'Connor, another extremely experienced geologist and a lot of time spent in the capital markets as well. Interesting thing about Gary O'Connor was one of the geologists for Freeport or Phelps Dodge back in the day when they were putting the drill holes at the Bosang deposit for the Briex so-called discovery. He was the one that proved that deposit was actually a fraud. He's definitely been around and is experienced in this industry as well.
Well, let's look at the achievements for the company so far here in 2024 by looking at the projects you're involved with. If you go to the company's website, everyone, AstonBayHoldings.com, you can see the latest news. And of course, visit InvestorBrandNetwork.com. Click on the clients tab. There in alphabetical order, you will find Aston Bay Holdings. So for example, I look at the press wire. I look at the update on the Storm Copper project there in Canada. I see an LOI that was signed at the beginning of March. If you would kind of bring us up to date on what the company's been up to here in 2024.
Yeah, sure, actually. And I'm grateful for this opportunity because, to be honest, our webpage is a little bit out of date. We're just in the process of updating that right now because we have a lot of new things coming on board here, and you know, we're advancing the projects that we have here. So our main project is our Storm project. This is located up in northern Canada in the territory of Nunavut. We have a partner on that project, so our partner is American West Metals, an Australian group, actually, who's been very aggressively advancing that project for us. That's fantastic news for our shareholders. At our Storm project, we are free carried, so our partner is taking care of all the expenditures up there. But that allows our shareholders the optionality of advancing that project and maintaining the optionality of a potential upside as we can continue to advance that project really on two fronts. Storm, it's a high-grade, near-surface copper story. Right now, we're advancing the project in two separate ways. One is to take this these large zones of high-grade copper. Here I'm talking about multiple percent copper over tens of meters. This is absolutely spectacularly rich here. But these near surface zones of mineralization, we want to advance them towards the mine stage, towards development. Within the next month or so, we expect to have our maiden resource, and that will be the 43-101 compliant resource. Should be published within the next month, so probably April. And that's a great milestone for us. It gives people, it'll give the investors a feel, for the size and the grade of what we're starting with. But keep in mind, this is just a start. This is just the main resource. We have a very comprehensive program of additional resource drilling that's going to happen this summer and spring and summer, I should say. We're actually mobilizing right now. It's currently last week of March, and we're already moving our way up there. But we want to significantly increase that resource and continue the work towards taking that near surface mineralization towards development. But the Storm story is not just the development story. We also have what we think is significant potential to be hiding some potentially large zones of mineralization in the subsurface. This is the what we call the sort of the Congo model. Look at the style of mineralization that we have here is of the same style that they find in Central Africa. They're currently developing these very large, very high-grade copper deposits. And we think here that all this mineralization that we're seeing at the surface that we're taking towards a mine, it's really just an indication of what could be hidden at depth. And so the second big story for us at Storm is that potential for additional discoveries at depth.
Well, excellent. That was a great rundown of not only what you've been able to achieve so far, but some of the operational goals or what you would like to see from the company here in 2024. So let's wrap up with that. Just basically an outlook for investors. What should we be looking for from Aston Bay to round out 2024?
Yeah, well, with Storm, we think we have what I'm calling a success in the making. Again, developing the near surface resources towards production, continuing to develop or continue to explore for additional discoveries at depth. All of the expenses for that taken care of by our partner, that serves as a model for what we want to continue. That serves as a model for what we want to do with our next project. This is our we're picking up right now a new project. It's about 1,000 kilometers south of our Storm project, but it's still very far north. But again, it is one of these sort of Central African style of copper deposits. We look at what we want to do with this new project. It's called the Epworth Project. Is we want to essentially apply the knowledge, both technically and from the business sense, from what we learned at Storm, apply it again at our new project here, and essentially look at this one as a Storm version 2, and see if we can develop this, in the same way, add another success, to our portfolio here. And really, that's what we want to continue doing going forward with our projects throughout North America.
Outstanding. Well, it's time for you to take a closer look at Aston Bay Holdings Limited, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol BAY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ATBHF. Visit them at their website, AstonBayHoldings.com, and of course at Investor Brand Network. Well, I want to thank you, Tom, for your time today, your insight, your candor, and the update on everything that's happening with your company. We expect great things from you and Aston Bay here in 2024 and well beyond. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, you.
All right, for Tom Ulrich, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The Bell to Bell podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next-generation corporate communication solutions. Utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others, IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer.